This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It has become abundantly obvious that if you aren't willing to fight for your country, your liberty, your constitution, you're going to be overrun, folks. There is no coexistence with these rabid, violent, leftist, lawless, mindless people. Deranged, insane, and vindictive. And they are now calling for the arrest of Donald Trump, the arrest and imprisonment of Alex Jones. They've already got Roger Stone in a totally rigged trial where they're going to put him in jail. Look what they did to Paul Manafort and many others. Look, these leftists won't stop until they execute all conservatives and Trump supporters if they can get away with it. What they want to do, of course, is install Nancy Pelosi as president, have her invoke the Insurrection Act, and then call for the mass executions of all Trump supporters by saying that they engaged in treason, when in fact, of course, it's the left, the Democrats, who have engaged in treason. The real coup, the attempted overthrow of the United States of America. Adam Schiff, the one running the rules of the House Intelligence Committee, is in fact part of the deep state conspiracy to carry this out. I mean, the guy who committed treason is allowed to decide who gets to testify, what words are released to the public, and which rules are active at any given moment. It's insane. And that's why I say it's become abundantly obvious at this point. There is no coexistence with these lawless Democrats. You can't beat them by just going to the polls and voting because they rig the elections. They have illegals vote all the time. That's how they just stole the governorship of Kentucky against Matt Bevin. It was rigged. It was all fraud. Illegal aliens were voting in that election, always voting for Democrats. The Democrats have access into the state voter rolls, and they just find a few thousand people that have moved out to other states. They reactivate those people and have them all vote for Democrats. And then they have ballot harvesting and ballot stuffing and illegals voting and all these other things. They have the motor voter, you know, DMV automatic registration to vote. And then they allow illegals to get driver's licenses. So when illegals get their driver's license, they are registered to vote in many states, like California. And then, you know, you lose your country, and it's happening. But you can't beat these lawless, treasonous Democrats by just voting. You're going to have to call for them to be arrested. You're going to have to call for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. Arrest these Democrats, march them out in handcuffs, take them out of power, and prosecute them. And by the way, one of the penalties for treason is, of course, if a judge decides it or if a jury decides it, it would be the death penalty. And that is what many of these people may, in fact, be handed in a trial because they are guilty of it. But we'll let the jury decide that. The point is, they've got to be taken out of power because they are attempting to gut this country, to destroy it. And they will not stop after just installing Nancy Pelosi as president and removing Trump. They will unleash mass arrests, mass executions, mass killings of conservatives and Christians, gun owners, and Trump supporters. And they're coming for your children, too. They're now teaching anal sex role-playing in Austin schools to third graders. It's part of the new LGBT sex education, where they're role-playing gender transitions and trannies, role-playing between teachers and students, sickening pedophilia scenarios. And it's not just in Austin. This is happening more and more across the country, where public schools are becoming pedophilia, child rape, indoctrination centers. It's happening. I mean, it's the rise of demonic influence and Satanism, child abuse, pedophilia, child trafficking. It's all the Democrat high dollar donors who are being arrested for, you know, drugging up male escorts who overdose and die in their apartments, like what happened to Ed Buck. He was finally arrested after a third black escort was found dead in his home, big donor to the Clintons. And he's just one of many like that, because these Democrats are truly demoncrats. They are demons. They are actual demons. And what they're trying to do is destroy not just America, not just reason and rationality, but destroy life, destroy children. They are seeking to destroy all that is good. They're seeking to destroy every last shred of human decency, human dignity, the rule of law, innocence, everything. They're demons. You know, a friend said to me a couple months ago that he believed an actual portal had opened to hell, and that demons were pouring through the portal. And I said, what do you mean? Like actual physical gremlin-looking things? He's like, no, spirits, the spirits of demons pouring through, and then they're possessing the bodies of people. And that's why so many people who are subjected to that, who happen to be Democrats, by the way, because as he explained it, demons can't easily possess the bodies of people who recognize Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, for example. So if you own a Bible, if you wear a cross, if you have accepted Christ in your life, he was explaining to me, then the demons can't possess your body. Well, what are Democrats? Democrats are people who hate all these things I just mentioned, Jesus, the Bible, Christianity, God, whatever. And they reject God. And at a spiritual level, at least as it was explained to me, these people are susceptible to demon possession. And so they're actually being possessed by demons. And it makes perfect sense. I mean, I don't know what you believe about demonic possession or demonic influence or any of these other things or the spirit world, but just looking at these people, these Democrats, they love to murder children. They are into pedophilia and child trafficking. It's like human suffering is a kind of currency for them, or a reward system. They love to cause human suffering. When these Democrats, when they run cities, they run them into the ground. They cause mass homelessness, mass addiction, prostitution, the collapse of the human condition. This is what Democrats do. And they want to destroy America, which was a nation founded on Christian principles. It was the first nation in the history of the world founded on those Christian principles. And so they want to shred every last piece of human decency, which includes, you know, rationality, reason, the rule of law, due process. They are out to destroy everything. And it doesn't sound like humans, to me, are behind all of this. What kind of humans would relish in murdering their own babies? Is it possible that the people that you see as Democrats today are actually demon-possessed skin bags who are no longer the humans they once were? That they're actual demon possession. You know, the Catholic Church has a practicing exorcist in every diocese, everywhere around the world. Did you know that? The Roman Catholic Church? And exorcisms are on the rise all across the world, according to media reports. They are removing demons from people's bodies at a rate that they've never seen before in human history. So again, I don't know what you believe. I don't know what's going on with all this either. But what we're seeing with the demonic, hate-filled, anti-human, child-murdering, nation-destroying methods of these Democrats, don't they look and sound and act like demons, not humans? Something to consider. Stay informed. Stay informed. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. We'll cover this, even if we have to go to war with the demons, which actually I think we are at war with the demons already. I think there are demonic influences that are already in play on planet Earth. In fact, I think Hillary Clinton and Adam Schiff are possessed by demons. There's no question about it, and many others as well. But you decide for yourself what you think is true. Read my website, stay informed, hear my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com, and pray for us. Pray for America. Ask God to help save us from these demons, because we're going to need divine intervention to defeat this pure evil that has been unleashed upon our world. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body
but it's made from plants. It's lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.